Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe is with us.
How Bro, you how are baby? You?
How am I?
I know.
You know how I am.
I tell you right, and I know we were talking about the Yankees here, but, you know, right now, I mean, 9 out of 10. Last night, you know, with the Met game, no way did I think they're winning this game. I mean, you know, Jake gives it up there in the fifth inning, gives up the four runs, he gives up the home run to Bohr. You know, they come right back, though. They get the run. Frazier gets that double. He scores on two fly balls. I mean, it was unbelievable. Ties the game. And then, you know, Bohr hits the home run off the bullpen and all of that. For them to come back and win this game the way they did, you know, the home runs by Flores, the home run by Asdrubal Cabrera, who's a tremendous player. I mean, the people complained about Asdrubal Cabrera not picking up this guy's $8 million option. I mean, you know, come on. Give me a break. And then Yoenis, who can't buy a hit except when the game's on the line. He's got like two hits on the road trip, and, you know, one of them won the game in Washington, and one of them wins the game in Miami. You know, Hansel Robles, Familia, I'm delirious. I'm delirious.
This is unbelievable.
It really is.
And a part of what's amazing is, number one, when Jake, and I love Jake, when Jake spits it up in the fifth inning.
Now, a couple of like seeing eye ground balls.
Sure.
But still.
I thought Todd Frazier diving for that one ball and
right.
going off his glove.
Right. Rosario probably could have made the play.
Sure. That was with a Rojas RBI
right.
single.
Right.
That was bad. I get it.
Right.
But he spit the bit in the fifth inning. I give him credit because he was able to pitch through that sixth inning, gave him another inning. And so it wasn't a great performance. It wasn't a disaster. But think about this for a second. Just think about this because this is what excites me about 9-1. Jacob deGrom and Noah Syndergaard have a combined ERA of 4.01.
Yeah, right.
The rotation as a whole has an ERA combined right near 4.
Right.
They're not going deep into games.
No.
Todd Frazier has not hit a home run yet.
Right.
The Mets are 9-1.
Unbelievable.
With all of that.
Bro, they are playing champion. Seriously. And I know there's 152 games to go, and I'm not suggesting anything here. But I'll continue to say what I'm going to say. If they stay healthy, they're going to be in this thing all year. And right now, they are playing championship caliber baseball. They are playing winning baseball. They're doing whatever it takes to win a baseball game. You know, even the game-winning rally was set up by an error. You know, they called it, I think, on the third baseman, Anderson.
Yep.
Yeah, it could have easily been on Bohr, who dropped the ball. You know, and they take advantage. And boom, boom.
And they respond every time.
Every time they fall behind. You know, they fall behind 4-3, come right back, tie the game. They fall behind 6-4, come right back to tie the game. And then eventually, you know, they win the game. They are doing everything they have to do. You know, they're making plays. They've made some errors, but they're making plays defensively. Frazier made another real good play last night, barehanded. It looks like David Wright at third base making those kind of plays. And, I mean, you know, what can you say? I mean, you just sit back and enjoy it. That's all you can do right now.
And I still feel that they're not playing great, but they're winning every single night.
That's it. That's right.
And maybe
they're doing what they have to do to win the game. That comes down to that. And I think
they
come to the ballpark, bro, thinking they're going to win. Well, I mean, I think that's a huge part of it. You know, they walk in, hey, we're winning. We will win tonight. That's the mindset walking in.
And not only that, so you had the story after the Sunday night game of Mickey Callaway saying, all right, veterans, who wants a day off? No one takes
it. That's right.
The other thing. And I'd love to hear from all of the people when they were bored, twiddling their thumbs during the offseason, that called in to rip Yoenis. Called in to rip him for whatever it was.
Right.
How about the story from last night where Mickey Callaway says, I'm telling Yoenis, don't play tonight.
Right.
You're sick.
Right.
And Yoenis, this is according to Callaway, looks at him sideways and says, oh, I'm not coming out of this lineup. I'm playing.
Right.
How about that? It's April, and Yoenis Cespedes is saying, was he great yesterday until his last at-bat? No. But that's not the point. The point is, this is a guy who's making 20-some-odd million dollars a year, who everybody thought is obsessed with golf and his hat backwards, everything you want to rip him for, who's telling his manager in April in Miami in game number 10 as he's battling whatever he's sick with, you are not taking me out of this lineup. And that's the kind of passion you love to see, not just from Yoenis, but everybody else.
No question.
He is refusing to come out of this lineup.
Yeah, no question. It's phenomenal so far. There's no doubt. And how about this too? And we saw this at the last night. They showed this. Bruce is now working out a little bit at first base, and apparently, and of course, they sent Nimmo down. And I understand why they did that. They wanted the other arm in the bullpen with Oswalt, and we'll see Nimmo back up here again. I don't think they got options on him. I don't think there's any question about it. And Lagares is playing very well right now. He's been hitting. Got a big sac fly last night to tie the game. But how about Bruce taking ground balls at first base? And what they're saying now is the only reason he didn't do it in spring training is because they really didn't want to move Gonzalez off of first base doing that. And also maybe there were some issues with Bruce's foot. And that's why they didn't want to mess with him at first base. But he is now taking ground balls at first base before games.
Good. Good.
Absolutely.
Because that has to be an option.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean you're doing it tomorrow. It doesn't even mean you're doing it consistently.
Correct.
Because, Joe, as long as Adrian Gonzalez is performing and guys
he's
are healthy,
there
isn't going to be a need for Jay Bruce to play a lot of first base. But it's got to be an option. It's got to be something under in the bag of tricks of Mickey Callaway. Now, I got to say something because the 9-1, how dare I complain about anything? There was something last night that ticked me off.
What was that?
And they overcame it because the Mets overcome everything.
Right.
How
now.
Do you face Justin Bourne in the seventh inning?
Yeah, I know.
Bro.
I know.
Bro.
I know.
There's a runner on third.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you facing him?
Yeah.
There's two outs.
Yeah.
The on-deck hitter is Brian Anderson.
Put him
I know
on.
Brian Anderson is fine,
he's
but
been
Justin
good.
Bourne.
He's been pretty good.
He's been pretty good, but here's the thing about a slugger like Bourne. He got off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
Once you get one, they start to flow. Right?
Yeah,
so he
true.
Hits the opposite field home run in the fifth inning.
Yep.
I am showing him respect, and they allow.
He's the one guy that can really beat you, too, with the long ball in the lineup.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no, you're right about
and
that.
And they let Rame face him. First pitch, opposite field home run.
Yep.
I think Mickey Callaway made a mistake, but when things are going well, you overcome mistakes.
How about that? They come right back. Flores hits who had a big double earlier in the game to drive in a run against the lefty. Then he hits the home run against the right-hander, Barraclough, who never gives up home runs. And then it's Drubal. I'll tell you, it's Drubal. I'm going to continue to say this about this guy. People complained that they didn't. Why did you pick up this guy's $8 million option? This guy is a tremendous player. This is one of the best free agent signings the Mets ever made. Let's be honest. He is.
It's a very good one, but I can't put it towards the top.
He's
but
good,
it's a very
bro.
Good
this,
one.
I'm telling you, this guy.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I got to sing his praises
because
nobody else is. I have to do that.
No, that's
home
fun.
Run from both sides of the plate last night. I love this guy. Love him.
No, I think his Drubal's been very good. I mean, like I said yesterday, that home run he hit against the Phillies was one of those epic regular season moments.
Yep.
And right now, you saw him do something in that eighth inning that he'd never done.
3-0 pitch.
Well, he had only made contact on a 3-0 pitch once in his entire career.
I didn't realize
one
that.
Time. So I'm sure he has swung 3-0 other times.
Right,
or maybe he fouled it off. Maybe he swung and missed. But he's made contact on 3-0 one time in his career. He did it for a second time. And he hit a home run.
He crushed it.
And he
about
was,
as far as he can hit a ball.
He was asked after the game about it, and he didn't say he was trying to hit a home run, but everything he said in describing it was that he was trying to hit a home run.
And this goes back to Callaway, too. He's got everybody swinging 3-0. I mean, he pretty much does. I mean, everybody is getting, depending, of course, on the situation, everybody seems to be getting the green light at 3-0.
Oh, yeah, we saw Todd Frazier get it a couple times, too.
Correct.
Or one time specifically, I remember.
Yep.
The other thing is they had three home runs last night, which is great. That's fantastic. They have 11 for the year, the two by Asdrubal, the one by Wilmer. Those are going to happen. The Mets had a lot of home runs last year. What I love to see, because I'm not used to it, is when they manufacture a run.
Yeah.
And a great example of that to me was in the sixth inning of this game,
Frazier.
Right after Jake gave up the lead.
Yep, Frazier.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Todd Frazier gets that double, which was great.
Yep.
And then Asdrubal hits a fly ball to left field. I did not think for the life of me.
He was going over.
He was
going
to go. And he went, and he got to third. And then Juan Lagares could spoil the whole thing. He could bounce into a double play. He could pop up in the infield. He could strike out. Juan Lagares, to his credit, comes through with a sacrifice fly. Little things like that, very, very important.
Well, one thing that's really helping him with that situation with the ball in front of him is Dietrich's really not an outfielder, so he's got no arm at all.
Sure.
You know, they've continued to, play on that, and it's true. And that's he took the base on him. I mean, that's it. The guy really can't throw. So it's unbelievable. The little things, as you said, that they are doing to win baseball games is unbelievable. I mean, it just – and like I said, there's 152 to go. I don't want to get nuts, man. I'm just sitting back. And this is the greatest start in the history of the franchise. They've never started 9-1 in their history, you know, going back to 1962. And I am just sitting back here. And you got it. If you're a Met fan, you just love every second of it. They're never out of a game. The resiliency, the way they've come back. I don't know how many times. I don't know what the exact number is, but how many times have they come back in the next inning after they've given up runs to score? It's just it's unbelievable.
They have been out hit three games in a row, and it doesn't matter.
Nope.
They've won all three.
All three.
It's things like that. They're finding ways to win, and I just – you can fatten up in April. It matters.
Sure.
I mean, I'll cite the 84 Tigers all day because they did that. Now, are they going to go 35-5? Probably not.
It. No.
They have to go 26-4 now to get to 35-5.
Just keep winning.
Just keep winning.
Beat the Marlins. You know, I want to see something out of Zach Wheeler tonight. To me, that's a big thing tonight. Let's see what Wheeler does tonight. He's getting his opportunity. He's probably going to write back down to the minors after the game anyway. But, you know, let's see Wheeler give me something tonight. You know, that would be nice.
What's unfortunate, and I echo what you said earlier, that I get it. We understand why Brandon Nimmo was sent down.
We get it.
The Mets had no other option of sending a position player down. So if they wanted to add an extra arm and they didn't want to send a pitcher down, the only option was Brandon Nimmo. We all get it. We all understand it. It's just unfortunate because this guy has done everything.
He's great. He's been great.
Whether it's in spring training or the first week and a half of the year, he's done everything they've asked for him. And I'd like to see him get at-bats. Mickey Callaway's done a pretty good job of making sure everyone gets ABs. Mm-hmm. I think he saw the fact they're facing a couple of lefties and said, well, I'm not going to use him anyway, so let me send them down. And they can call him back in 10 days.
Right.
Because remember, unless there's an injury, they have to wait the 10 days. So I think he'll be back. It's just unfortunate because
it's LeGarris
a guy who deserves
well
to be
too.
Here.
Well, also, LeGarris is really
playing
well.
I understand that, but so is Brandon Nimmo.
No.
They're both playing well.
No, bro, look.
No one deserves to go down.
They don't. But, I mean, I understand it, too. And he's going to be back, and he's going to be a factor on the team. I don't think there's any question about
that. No, and Callaway said that, and he's going to be back. And I think the lefties that they're facing, the fact that he had no other position player they could send down, they wanted to add an extra arm because they've used a lot of guys in their bullpen, which is another reason why they need innings from their starting pitching.
Well, nobody's got more than six innings.
So
I doubt Wheeler will tonight. I mean, I think if you got five decent innings out of Wheeler tonight, I can't really expect more than that.
I would be stunned. If he made a pitch in the sixth inning, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, me too.
If he made a pitch in the seventh inning, I'd fall off my chair.
Forget it. Yeah.
I'd be stunned.
Right.
But, hey, right now they keep winning baseball games, and life is good for Mickey Callaway.
Yep.
He's off to a tremendous start. Him and Alex Cora. How about these two new guys? They're having a pretty good time.
Yeah. How about the Yankees last night, man? I mean, not only they go into Boston and lose, but they get whacked in this game. Severino, not good at all. 14 runs. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I'll tell you something. I know it's very early. I'm not, believe me. I mean, 5-6, forget it. There's a million games, 149, whatever it is to go. I think this team is feeling a little bit of pressure from the expectation level that was laid on them going into the season. I think there's a little of that. You know, Sanchez is not hitting. For the most part, Stanton had a couple of hits last night. But we know what he's been doing. Judge has actually hit the home run last night off of Sale, who he never got a hit off before. But, I mean, I think that there's a little of this at work right now with the Yankees. I think the pressure is really getting at them a little early in the year to the expectation level. I think they're going to be fine. I just still think that this team is a playoff team. I don't see unless catastrophic injuries hit them. I know they've had some injuries, but nothing catastrophic at this point. But I think there's a little bit of that at work with the Yankees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.